ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
West. Tom Lydon joins us right now. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. And ETFtrends.com not only features things like his ETF of the week, but anything you're interested in that is going on in the ETF world. So if you want to know what's new, what's different, what's changing, new funds that are coming out or new styles of funds, because there's a lot of different things happening that way, what's closing down, all that kind of stuff. Well, you can learn it all from soup to nuts at ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the United States Oil Fund, ticker symbol USO.
USO, the United States Oil Fund. Okay, we just had a nice little rally in oil. So is this straight 200-day moving average play? Like, wow, oil got up over its 200-day moving average with this rally, which I'm not sure it did, actually. So I could be completely wrong. But with the rally, is this like, hey, it popped over 200-day average, so it's a true trend pick? Or is there more to it than that?
Well, you're not wrong, Chuck. You're absolutely right. It recently did, for the first time in 2 years, get above its 200-day average. So those of us in the market that are looking at new trends that may be developing, it's really important to highlight oil as, you know, a major commodity. We've seen huge declines in oil prices over the last 3 or 4 years, but now there's some stability there. So the question is, for the average investor, you're not necessarily playing the oil market, and you probably have never played the oil market before, but there are parts of your portfolio that surely are affected by the price of oil. Obviously, we've been affected here in the U.S. where those energy-related companies that did so well when oil was high have been hemorrhaging in the last few years. On the other hand, emerging markets. So emerging markets have also been hit really hard, but recently, emerging markets are some of the best-performing global markets so far year-to-date. With that in mind, USO, which really reflects the price of oil, if you feel for some reason that you want to hedge your bets, maybe you're feeling like, well, I don't want to pay more at the pump in the future if oil prices go up, here's a way to offset that. If you are looking for general trends and you're happy with following the 200-day average, right now, USO is above its 200-day average, and it's a way to maybe take advantage of a new trend that might be developing.
That being the case, do you just hold it on the 200-day moving average side, or are you saying I'm going to get in and be a little bit more determined to hold oil longer term?
This is one of the great things about ETFs. 10 years ago, the average investor would not even think about investing in oil because playing the futures market is somewhat difficult. It can be daunting. It can be confusing. And really, most people don't recommend it. However, with ETFs, now we have the ability to get into certain asset classes that weren't as easily obtainable in the past. If you feel comfortable with ETFs and you feel like, gee, I'm on the market every day, I'm paying attention, I have the ability to pay attention to trends, USO might be something to consider. However, a couple things. There are futures within this ETF, so that's something to think about. The other thing is there's certain costs. Because it's rolling futures contracts, there are costs in carrying those contracts. So you're never going to actually enjoy specifically spot oil price month over month over month because there's a cost of carry. So that's another thing to take into account. In addition, from a tax standpoint, it's a little bit different. And also, it's treated from a tax standpoint when you're buying and selling because there's futures involved. You could actually get a K-1 instead of a 1099. So keep that in mind. However, we've seen the biggest decline in oil in decades. And if you feel that based on maybe a global market recovery or the opportunity for oil to go further and you like following trends, USO would be a great opportunity as long as you stick to that 200-day moving average.
Where does the money come from for something like this? If you're going to make this play, is this the commodities portion of your portfolio? Is this instead of buying Chevron and Exxon? What's your decision?
I wouldn't replace Chevron and Exxon with this, because those really are companies where you have actually company stock and value in that company. I don't think that the average investor either has that much allocated toward individual commodities. So in this regard, I really would feel if you are a trader and if you like following trends, and if there's an area in the market that happened to go below its trend line and you do have some cash available, great, but stay with it really closely. If you're a long-term investor, this is not something that you hold, because really oil is going to affect other parts of your portfolio, especially the buy and hold portion. So I would say don't mess with it. It really is a tool for trading.
Okay, so this is the True Trend Tracker's pick. It is the ETF of the week, which means it might not be the ETF of next week or beyond. That'll depend where it is relative to its 200-day moving average. But it's the United States Oil Fund, USO. And if you want to learn more about this USO show, then you want to go to ETFtrends.com, the website of Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETF Trends. You can get more information at the website. You can go to Twitter and follow at ETF Trends. You can follow